Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week, I read the results of a poll that left me both shocked and dumbfounded. It was commissioned by a group that was trying to understand the seemingly high level of support by evangelical Christians for presidential candidate Donald Trump. As the article made clear, even secular pollsters understand that Trump's questionable business ethics, terrible treatment of women, caustic profanity-laced tirades, and larger-than-life ego should be a turnoff to most Christians. Yet there he is, supported by none other than Phyllis Schlafly, Sarah Palin, and Ben Carson. So what's his secret? According to the pollsters, it basically boils down to two things. First, Trump is talking forcefully about the things that concern the Christian right. Our current president, who is seen as weak and inviting challenges from every third world despot, and the fact that they see direct and imminent threats by groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda right here on U.S. soil in the near future. And tied to that is the belief that unbridled immigration, both in terms of a wide open southern border and the legal immigration of poorly vetted migrants from Muslim countries, will add to our national security concerns. It's interesting that Muslim refugees who prefer Sharia law are being allowed into the United States, while Christian refugees from Muslim nations like Syria are being turned away. Recently, an expert in Middle Eastern policy told a gathering of national leaders that we're asking the wrong questions when we evaluate refugees. We're looking for existence of ties to terrorist groups, and those numbers are very small. What we should be asking applicants from Muslim countries is whether or not they support the concept of Sharia law. These numbers are far higher and important because Sharia law is antithetical to everything we believe as Americans. Another point of concern is the national debt, which is projected to hit $20 trillion this year. And that's the official number. When you add in off-balance sheet liabilities, the real number is much larger. So much larger, in fact, that people are beginning to believe that we'll never pay it off, and our children and grandchildren will be debt serfs for generations to come. Now, I'm not a Trump supporter for several reasons, but there's no arguing the fact that he's speaking forcefully to the concerns that are on the top of many people's lists. While those observations were interesting, they weren't particularly shocking. What was shocking was the second half of the poll that showed that large numbers of evangelicals who participated ranked things like economics and finance higher than issues such as life, marriage, and character. It's almost, as one pollster put it, like evangelicals are looking for some sort of messiah figure to lead them into the promised land of economic prosperity and national security. Could this be true? As I said, I was dumbfounded. Have we really begun to vote our pocketbooks rather than our principles? Are we ready to look the other way on character issues as long as the candidate is right on national security? And would we be shocked if that candidate, once elected, displayed an enormous lack of character and integrity? It does no good to demand character and integrity in our elected officials after they are elected. We have to demand it of our candidates. As I quoted President Garfield last week, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress, and if that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. That's a good reminder for us all. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.